Doing good, ma'am. Yourself?
Oh, good, thanks. It's probably about the end of your day over there, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate you staying up and talking with me today. Let me just go over some of your information here. It says that you are 21 years old. And I think that I read
ma'am.
In your information here that you became a Marine on your 20th birthday.
That's correct.
So you've been a Marine just over a year? About how long?
I came into the Marine Corps in March of 2011.
Oh, so almost
and
2 years.
And then my birthday was in June, and then that was the day that I had officially became a Marine.
Okay. So almost 2 years, one and a half to 2 years. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So boot camp was in June then, is that, or graduation?
Yes, ma'am. It was in June.
Okay. So it says that you are a field radio operator. Tell me about that. What does that mean?
Basically, I deal with single channel and multi-channel radios, ones that, you know, you can get from Walmart, stuff like that. And then you got the more higher tech radios that we deal with, you know, SATCOM.
When you say you deal with them, what does that mean? You said you deal with them. What does that mean when you deal with them?
I operate daily with them, you know, satellite communications and line-of-sight communications. And then we have some radios that we work with that are just kind of like your personal two-way walkie-talkies.
So does this mean that, what, you're out in the field and you get on your radio and you call somebody back at the main base and say, I need this, that, and the other thing? Is that what you're talking about, or what exactly?
Well, as a radio operator, my job is to maintain communications, wherever that may be, from setting the radio up to programming it and talking on it. So I guess you would say, yeah, I'm the one that mainly talks on it for relaying information.
And then you're saying that you have all different kinds of radios then, the walkie-talkies, the satellite coming and the line of sight. What determines when you use, you know, why you would use one or over the other?
Well, each radio operates on a different spectrum, and so whatever we are what our mission calls for will determine what radio we use because, as I said, they operate on a different spectrum for the frequency ranges. So if you have one frequency that's higher than the other, then we will choose the radio that best suits the operation that we're trying to support.
Okay. So let's see. What's some of your biggest challenges there in Afghanistan compared to Twenty Nine Palms?
Missing my family. I have a wife and son, and that's probably the biggest challenge I've faced here so far. Being without them, but, you know, communication is pretty good out here. But as far as the major issue, like I said, would definitely have to be missing them too.
How old is your son?
He just turned 2.
Yeah. So did you miss his birthday then?
I did. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
But.
Oh, yeah. Sad. Bummer. Do you Skype with your wife at all then?
I do, ma'am. Every chance I get, I try to Skype them or at least talk to them on the phone. We've been trying to do this Skype thing so my son can recognize me a little bit better for whenever I get back.
Is your wife still in 29 Palms?
She's actually getting ready to go back here before too long. We moved her back home to Indiana for a while, and we had gotten a place in that area, and so she's getting ready to go back.
Go back to Indiana?
No, ma'am. Go back to 29 Palms.
Oh, okay, good. I'm a Marine spouse. He's retired now, but I always found that living in the area of the base, that there is lots of support for the spouses from the other spouses whose husbands were deployed. So I
yes,
always appreciated
ma'am.
That.
That's one of the things that we touched bases on, and she found that she liked it better back there too. So. Wanted to go back, so I had no issues with it.
Okay. So, what do you like about your job?
The diversity, I guess you would say. I get to a lot of opportunities to work with a lot of different equipment, people, units that. Because everywhere in the Marine Corps, there's a demand for communications, and because without communications, we wouldn't be operational. So it gives a lot of opportunity for
me. I'm sorry, you have to repeat all that. I got interrupted. So you said that you like the diversity. You get a lot of opportunities to work with a lot of, and I didn't. Get anything after that?
A lot of opportunities to work with a lot of different units, a lot of different equipment, learn different things. Because everywhere in the Marine Corps, they need communications, and without comm, there would be no operations. So the chance for me to see different things with is pretty good.
Okay. So, do you get out much from the base?
What was that question?
I said, do you get out much from the base? Because you're stationed at Camp Leatherneck, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you get out much?
I get to go out every now and then and support operations. But most my main job here right now is to support the other units as a regimental combat team. We support our lower units. So as my job, I have to, you know, make sure I'm on top of things to give equipment out to other units and support their comm. You know, make sure the guy on the other end knows that he can rely on us to get information passed up.
So when you say by supporting other units, I'm not sure what that means.
How would I explain? That's I'm not sure how to explain that one. We have units that fall under us.
Okay.
So we give gear out to them, radios, etc. And we also, if they need something, then we make sure that we have the assets to give that to them.
Okay.
So they can perform their operations.
So what's the first thing you want to do when you get home from your deployment?
Spend time with my wife and son. That's the biggest thing.
Do you have any plans for going anywhere or doing anything?
I was hoping to take the family up to Big Bear whenever we get back and just do a little camping trip. As being from the Midwest, that's what we like to do.
Good. So you said that your most memorable moment was graduation when you became a Marine.
It was the fact that it was my birthday. Not graduation, but the actual day I became a Marine, which was about a week before graduation. It was definitely a different experience.
So I didn't know that. I thought it was the actual graduation where you become a Marine, but now it's they do something before graduation. Is that how it works? I don't know.
Well, you're still at boot camp, but you do your crucible and become a Marine, and then you have what's called a Marine Week, where you still you're basically out processing and then getting orders to your schools.
Okay. So what was the I know of the crucible. What was your favorite memory from the crucible?
Being done with it.
Okay, I'm reading your sheet here, and it says that you were embedded with the VSP, and I have no idea what that is. What is a VSP?
It's a village stability program. Basically, I got to be kind of careful how I word this. One second, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I gotta be careful. It was a base where Marines were operating out of, and I retrograded equipment from there, and got the gear back here.
Okay, now our listeners won't understand what retrograded the equipment means.
The equipment that was out there, 'cause we closed it down, so we had to bring that equipment that was there back to here, and basically get rid of it from there.
Okay. And so it says, you mentioned here that you have an official combat action ribbon. So I'm assuming that means that you've been submitted for it, but you haven't received it yet? Or hasn't been
approved
yet?
That's correct, ma'am.
Now, was that part of this VSP, or was that something different?
It was in support of an operation not too long ago. I have to be careful.
What can you tell me about it?
We took, as far as that goes, we just had some enemy threats that we took part of, and I fired back.
Were you on a patrol?
No, ma'am. It was different. I don't think I need to talk about this no more, ma'am. I'm sorry. One second, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I was BLM for the operation.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
As far as my role and how I got that, I was the Marine on the ground at the time. The communications, I went in, set up the communications, and I helped maintain communications so we could retrograde that equipment from the area, and we took contact a couple times, and I fired back, so that was part of it. But I can't really go into too much details about the actual operation.
Okay. So let's see. So it says here you have some family history. Talk about who in your family has been in the Marine Corps and how they influenced your decision.
Yes, ma'am. My uncle, both my uncles served in the Marine Corps, and one in which he still lives in the Pendleton area and works for the Marine Corps, still retired at 23 years, I believe. And my other uncle, he served 8 years in the Marine Corps and made quite a name for himself as well. But I grew up all my life knowing that, and my family being proud of them. So I always, ever since I can remember, wanted to be a Marine because of them.
Okay. And let's see. When you found out that your unit was deploying, what was your reaction to the news?
I knew that my unit was deploying before I even actually got to the unit. I was fresh out of comm school, and as soon as I was getting picked up, they told us that we'd be deploying eventually. Within the next year or two. And I was excited because, you know, that's why I, one other reason I joined, so I could come over here and help on the cause.
I bet your wife didn't have the same reaction, though.
No, ma'am. No, she didn't. But she supports me, though, and she understands what it means. So she's been a big help as far as keeping us strong.
And how long have you been married?
A little over 2 years now.
Okay. And let's see. Do you think you'll stay in the Marine Corps for 20 years or get out after 4 or 8 or...
You know, I haven't really decided. That's a different story for me because, you know, I have different goals, but I haven't really crossed that bridge yet. I'm working toward getting a degree in fisheries and wildlife and would hopefully eventually land a job with the Department of Natural Resources or something along those lines. But as I said, I'm still young into my military career, so it's hard telling. I would like to say yes, but as far as staying in a lot longer, but, you know, got to do what's best for my family, and it's not time for me to re-enlist yet, so I'll cross that bridge whenever it gets here.
Okay. All right, anything else that you would like to add that I haven't asked you about or that you want to talk about some more?
Not really, ma'am.
Well, great. I appreciate your time. It was interesting talking with you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.